Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you think Amazon, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. This is your boy, Corey Blaze, and I want to thank you for subscribing, downloading, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show. Without your continued support, we wouldn't be able to bring you this free show. So on behalf of all of us here at Fat Guy Radio Show, I say thank you. And now, here's an all-new show. Quick, go gather the kids. Now, where the hell is that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Think I'm skimming off the top, Mike? I do you a favor and take Freddie in when you're having a bad time, and then you try to push me out.
Wait a minute. You took Freddie in because the Corleone family bankrolled your casino because the Molinari family on the coast guaranteed his safety. Now, we're talking business. Let's talk business.
Yeah, let's talk business, Mike. First of all, you're all done. The Corleone family don't even have that kind of muscle anymore. The Godfather is sick, right? You're getting chased out of New York by Barzini and the other families. What do you think is going on here? You think you can come to my hotel and take over?
I talked to Barzini.
I can make a deal with him and still keep my hotel.
Is that why you slapped my brother around in public?
Oh, no, that was nothing, Mike. Mo didn't mean nothing by that. Sure, he flies off the handle once in a while, but Mo and me were good friends, right, Mo, huh?
I got a business to run.
Tom, you're the consigliere. Now, you can talk to the Don, you can explain...
Just a minute now.
Mike, you don't come to Las Vegas and talk to a man like Mo Green like that!
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again. Ever.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Sorry to interrupt the normally scheduled Fat Guy Radio Show, but the show has been taken over. This is Cora's phone. I didn't want to start 2015 with Corey, so I gave him incorrect driving directions. Yes, I've turned against him and I'm in control of the studio now. There are two better looking guys running today's Fat Guy Radio Show. Allow me to start the correct intro music. Please stand by. Start the show.
Start the show.
Start the show.
Start the show.
Start the show. In for Corey Blaze, please welcome Ryan Scott and Daniel Taylor of Full Court Press Radio.
What is happening right now, January 3rd, 2015, live from Studio G, shocking everyone with my bird voice. Thank you for joining us for another Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your guest host, Ryan Scott. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find Fat Guy Radio Shows. Socially. That's a tongue twister right there. Give us a like and follow. Interact with the show while also spreading the word. And you thought you were going to hear from the big guy? Well, here's Corey to tell you about today's show sponsor.
Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Has the new year brought out the new you? Well, Amazon has geared up for everything you'll need for a new you in the new year. Running shoes, workout clothes, diet books, self-improvement books, and more. Don't go at it alone in the new year. If you're going to make that change, start with Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it and share the link with a friend. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yep, there he is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Woo. Oh, yeah. Let's get all three of us. We'll jump to producer cam real quick. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
There we go. Yeah. Oh. Looky. I got hooky.
So we decided to take over. That's right. His phone gave him odd directions, and we decided, you know, we got a text from his phone saying we need to show up and get here, and it's been a great time. I am a little nervous. I'll be fully honest right now. I'm a little nervous about what's happening, what we're doing. Like, it's ran differently. I mean,
it's ran differently. I'm excited because I am not, like, I'm in charge of the soundboard. I'm in charge of the soundboard.
You're going to touch buttons.
Oh, man. It's like Christmas all over again. A gift has been given to me. It's been this.
Reminds me of another holiday.
Does it remind you of another holiday?
Yeah. It reminds me of a different holiday.
Like this holiday right here?
Yeah, definitely that holiday. I think we're just going to do a show of us dicking around with the buttons the whole time. That's just what's going to happen.
Oh, man.
Come in and give, like, quality and, like, get maybe new listeners for him. No, we're just going to lose a whole bunch of listeners and push buttons all day long.
Bro, I am literally pulling my yam bag over because of this. My yam bags is going over my forehead.
I get the camera, so I get to pick which look we get to look at, and I just get to flip through all of them inappropriately fast, where it's like, wait a second, what are we actually doing? I'm going to have a seizure. So, yeah, I don't know.
That was perfect. You couldn't have planned that even better. Oh, man, this light is blinding me.
I still think you're a little dark. He's going to get mad at us about
it. I am dark. I'm not going to lie. I'm looking, and I'm pretty dark. But that light, man, you can see it. You can see it off my glasses. It is bright. And, like, I feel like I am cooking.
You're cooking? Yeah. Why'd you pick this?
Because I'm cooking. I'm hot.
We got to jump into some sort of topic here before we get too off the wall.
I mean, well, we can start off with it is January 3rd, 2015.
Yeah.
15.
What year did you guys start Fat Guy Radio Show, Philippius? I know you guys started it, what, four?
Like 5 years ago, right?
Almost 5 years ago. So 2011, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
First time that it's actually gotten taken over and ran without Corey, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
So
the first
this is
time.
Monumental.
Oh man, starting is you. Hold up, I gotta find.
We
something.
All should take our shirts off.
I gotta.
I agree. Kidding.
That's totally. What
I could do that. Where's Corey at? Oh, no one cares. Where's Ryan and DT? Yeah.
So it is 2015. We'll start with one of the ones I wanted to talk about. Did anybody? I don't know. I'm not necessarily a big New Year's resolution person, but Corey talked about it in the Amazon read.
Yeah.
About, hey, if you have your New Year's resolutions, you can find all your diet and self-help books. Which is funny because I know for a fact that he's ordered those off of Amazon recently. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to clown on. Yes, I am. I'm totally supposed to clown on him while he's not here. You better get it all out because I'm going to get fed up with it. I know Corey's listening back right now, already mad. There's a lot of, like, I don't know, people talking about what they want to do for their New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple already post on Facebook, like, hey, you know, I'm looking to lose 5 pounds. Some of the stereotypical ones. But I saw some funny ones, man. I saw some really hilarious ones. I saw a person who was like, my New Year's resolution is to never travel to Utah again, because it was like right after they had a really funny, like, series of Facebook posts where they tried to go from Phoenix to Utah for the holidays or something to visit family. Like, not family, because her family's in Vegas, so I don't know why she was going to Utah. But she was going to Utah. They put her on the plane, flew her over Salt Lake, and flew them back to Phoenix because it was snowing so hard in Salt Lake that they couldn't land.
Wow.
They didn't even land them in a nearby airport to, like, take them closer. They flew them back to Phoenix, dropped them off in Phoenix. She caught another plane that stopped in, like, San Francisco and then went to Utah and got to Utah at, like, I don't know, 7 o'clock at night when her first plane flight was at 6 a.m. She got there at 7 at night, and then her dad showed up late to pick her up, and she was just, like, crying outside of the airport. And this old couple came up to her and was like, what's wrong? She's like, I just had a bad day. She realized that it was ridiculous that she was crying that her dad was 5 minutes late to pick her up from the airport. But her day was just so long. So her New Year's resolution was, I vow to never travel to Utah again.
Oh, man. That's horrible.
And so, like, I've seen some funnier ones that are kind of just like, you know, whatever. And then her other thing was, and also to always bring like earplugs on the plane or something, because I guess a kid sat next to her and was like crying. So,
oh. Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So the stereotypical ones are like lose 5 pounds, read more books, eat healthier, exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are stereotypical. Oh,
everything that's on Corey's wall right now.
Yeah.
I saw it in the break room. But I wanted to know about your guys's. So, oh, yeah, there it is. The drum set's a little slow today, but yeah. It's there.
It's there.
What about you? Do you have any thought out New Year's resolutions, or just on a whim New Year's resolutions?
I had a on a whim one. I had a couple on the whims that I'm just like, you know what? New Year's resolution. Like, that's my new saying. Like, if I'm like, I want to change some New Year's resolution.
Okay.
So my first New Year's resolution, I did it back in 2013.
Okay.
And I was completely successful. Didn't backslide, not once.
Okay.
And then.
So it's been accomplished.
Yeah. But when 2014 hit, I was like, well, I already did it. You know, let me see what a year with doing it is like. Uh-huh. And I know now I should go back to it.
Okay.
No soda.
Okay, so you're a no soda.
Yeah.
You didn't really drink soda a ton.
I didn't drink a soda
in 2014.
In 2014, but when I did, oh, trust me, it's like I was binge drinking on soda. Like, I'm talking about late night, just 30 packers of 7-Up.
You're putting, like the cans in the paper bags walking down the street.
Yeah, I had the tall boys of the Mountain Dew. Man, it was horrible. You go in my room right now, you'll probably see, like, 40 2-liter bottles in there just, like, dang, 2 liters? Yes. Wow. I kill a 2-liter in 2 minutes.
So no soda.
2 minutes.
What about you, Philippius? We'll go around just one at a time. Okay. You got any on a whim or ones that were thought out previously?
Yeah, eat more burritos.
Okay. That should be easy for you.
That was kind of the
Well, maybe not easy. So you're going from like 1,000 burritos a week to what? Like 1,200?
Like something like that. Something like that.
Oh,
will the tamale factory at home be able to keep up with your burrito consumption?
Oh, somebody better.
Also, we got Del Taco today. This is totally a tangent. We got Del Taco today, and this is a slightly racist tangent. I'll already admit that, but all right.
That's how I'm feeling right now because of all that Del Taco.
We got Del Taco, and I was like, I don't really know what I want. We got the Fiesta Pack. There's playoff football today. There will be some sports on this Fat Guy Radio show. But
it has to be.
I pulled through, and is there a Home Depot next to that Del Taco or something?
Oh, I know, right? There was like 17 dudes.
Your family is like waiting for work right there, bro.
Of Hispanic descent. They were just like, I wish we had like a mariachi sound on here.
I don't even care. I'm not even mad at them, but I'm just used to seeing them at like Home Depot or Lowe's. These people were floating outside of Del Taco. Like, who goes to Del Taco thinking, man, I need some extra manual labor.
Right?
Let me go pick them up. Like,
I'll pick them up and then we can pay them in Del Taco.
Do you know? Because I have no idea if there's a Home Depot or something right over there. Anyway.
I don't know where that cow came from.
I don't know. Is that Corey coming out the closet?
Oh no.
Oh. I'm a loser.
So one of my New Year's resolutions, this is kind of cheesy, but I started a short fiction novel, I don't know, like 8 months ago maybe.
I remember with the language and everything. Right?
I'd like to get a little bit farther with that. I'd like to actually commit to writing like weekly, maybe a little bit of it.
I
don't care if that anything ever comes of that book. I just started writing it to see if I could write a book.
I want you to finish it because I want to finish reading it. Because I remember I read like, what was that, the first chapter?
Yeah, it was like, I got probably half of the first chapter done.
It was like a couple of good pages.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is really good. And it was on your phone.
Yeah.
So like, it wasn't, I can't really tell you how many pages it was because it was like all scrolled down.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, this is actually pretty good backstory so far.
Well, I mean, I don't think anything's ever going to actually happen with that, but I wanted to see if I can write a book and, you know, at least have it for family and friends, have them read it, give me some feedback.
Yeah.
See if I could do it. The reason why is because I had my wife's cousin, Pixie Scott. For those who don't listen or know me very well, I'm married. Pixie Scott, we call her on the show. She has a real name, and that's not it. But anyway.
and it won't be mentioned.
Pixie's her stripper name. Pixie Scott, her cousin, who like is kind of like a brother to her, grew up with them, lived in their house over her cousin's house, her aunt and uncle's house. He wrote a book and it's pretty good. And I was like, I wonder if I could do this. You know, he's a smart kid, but I was like, I wonder like how hard this really is.
Yeah.
And it's not easy. I'm not going to sit down and say it's easy, but I mean, when you don't care if you're going to make money making the book, it's not that hard. I mean, you're like, I don't care what kind of put in here, right?
Oh man. Man.
I had to put one in. I don't know. Anyway.
Epic fail.
I forgot that one's bleepable here.
Yes, one. That's
epic fail.
That one's bleepable everywhere. What are you talking about,
I
man?
Don't know, I forget because what
fail.
South Park, right? South Park, they say that word like, I don't know, 100 times on one episode.
Yeah. But that's South Park. Like, South Park, they talk about all kinds of stuff.
I better keep my notepad out.
I know.
I can't believe I was the first one to get bleeped.
I know. I kind of want to get bleeped just to
you
do it
you might as
now.
Well do it right now. We can just bleep this whole section out.
Nah.
Oh, he did it.
I did it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. Flip's going to be up here forever.
We're going to have to cut that whole section out of the show. Maybe we'll have to add a minute on.
I'm just going to throw up previous show we recorded.
It'll probably be
previously
better than this one.
On FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Um, So that oh man. Another one of my New Year's resolutions is to get one of these hoverboards.
Oh man, wait. I need a hoverboard in my life so bad. They had I remember they had
only 40 grand.
40 grand? That's nothing.
I mean, right?
I mean,
pocket right
back
now.
Pocket money right now.
I mean, 40 grand, like,
yeah, 40 grand, that's just my winter trip to Disneyland. Oh, or in Disney World. Oh, because, you know, I'm Corey Bliss. And the beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep. Did I get it?
It was okay.
Wow. And I give it about a 30%.
A 30%?
That was 30% Papa Bear?
That's a 3. That's just a 3 on it.
3 out of 10.
30% sounds way more generous than a 3.
I know, right? I give you a 30%.
I'm going to start doing that to girls. What am I on a 1 to 10? You're like a 40% girl. Don't
oh, that. Girl, you know you're about a, you know you're about a 45%.
It makes them feel better about themselves, you know?
You're not quite halfway there yet.
Don't even worry. I'll get...
That's so messed up.
Nah, so this actually brings us into one of the other stories. So as many a folk know who are at all entertainment educated.
Yes.
Not grammar educated, because that was awful.
Entertainment lit educated.
There we go, yes.
If you're entertainmently educated in entertainment.
Marty McFly liked to travel in 30-year increments.
Did he?
Yes. In the first one. It was 1985, and he went back to 1955.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he met his mom and made out with her. It was a real
he Luke went by the name of Calvin
Skywalker-esque. It was very strange.
Well, I mean, kind of. I mean, Luke kissed his sister.
It was more Oedipus.
Yeah, more of an Oedipus complex, but reverse, because the mom had a crush on him.
Yes, reverse Oedipus. I don't even know what you call that. Sidipi. How do you say Oedipus backwards?
I don't even know what the queen's name in Oedipus was.
I have no idea.
I'd be
using that name.
Exactly. we'll call it Benjamin Button Oedipus.
Oh, okay, gotcha. and then in 2, he goes 30 years in the future to 2015.
What?
Yeah, so we're in 2015 now. So there have been several articles. This one's actually pretty interesting. That talks about what they got right and what they got wrong. I actually find it interesting that they got hoverboards sort of right. That was the one that I was like, because I remember, I don't know, what was it, 6 months ago, a year ago, Mark Cuban like did this prank. Oh, it was last year on April Fool's. They did a prank saying that they had figured out the hoverboard and he had put money into it and everything.
Yeah.
And they had
the videos and everything. Like, I think Terrell Owens is in the video and too. And they had, like, it looked just like the Marty McFly hoverboard.
Yes.
And everything. And then you saw them and they're like going high in the air and they're doing all these tricks on this hoverboard.
Uh-huh.
But it turns out they were wearing these vests and then people were like lifting them up.
Uh-huh. Harnesses. And they edited all the harnesses out and everything. And I mean, it got me hyped until I start reading the comments to see if it's real.
Because
I get fooled. I'll be honest. On videos like that, I get fooled. And everybody who sees anything that's even partially like unbelievable, even if it is true, they're like, oh, fake, 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 right?
Yeah.
And with like ESPN did some commercials that were fake and like, but looked super real, like the dude catching the football with one hand.
Or the
not through the wall, the one where like it's about to hit the reporter and he catches it with one hand.
Yeah.
So like they did stuff like that looks like it could be real.
Because they used to do that for fantasy too. Like there was like those fantasy movies where videos ESPN did where the dude would catch two balls with one in each hand and then he'll catch a third one, or there's dropping them from the helicopter and he's catching them.
Yeah.
Or catching them through the wall. Or kicking the bell tower.
Yeah.
Like. Because they all look legitimately real. Like, the editing
I get fooled.
Amazing.
I get fooled all the time. So I always read through the comments, and I look for people to not just say, oh, fake. Oh, this crap is fake. Blah, 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 right? I look for them to say, look at 2 minutes and 15 seconds, you can see the harness. Or you can see the shadow of the harness.
Yep.
And then I look there, and I'm like, oh, okay, it's fake. That's what finally got me on the Mark Cuban hoverboard. But let me see if I can get all the details right. This company called...
Hendo
Hover, a California company that has raised more than $500,000 on Kickstarter, built the world's first hoverboard, and they use something called ARCS spelled ARX, PAX, Magnetic Field Architecture Technology. APMFA, which doesn't make a word, so it's still really hard to say. Oh, it's like the McFlurgersburg.
The flim flam the flur. From Hollywood and Chess and Meatballs.
Yes. So they made the first hoverboard. Tony Hawk takes a ride on it. And
I don't believe it. I don't believe anything that Tony Hawk does anymore because he was in the Mark Cuban one.
He was in the first one, right?
Yeah. So
that's kind of how I felt about it, too.
Tony Hawk is horrible. He's a liar.
And so the funniest thing about these, like, this whole article or whatever that they find is the guy who, like, helped do it or something is like, I've been busy saying that I rode a hoverboard with Tony Hawk lately in, like, totally inopportune moments. I've been like, hey, sorry I didn't get back to you. I was busy because I was riding a hoverboard with Tony Hawk or catch up. Oh, yeah, that reminds me of the time I was riding a hoverboard with Tony Hawk. I would totally say the same thing.
I was, oh, sorry, let me tie my shoes. Ah, shoe time. Remember the time I rode a hoverboard with Tony Hawk?
I would be pretty busy doing all that.
Hey, can you pass me that ketchup? I'm sorry. I would get it myself, but I'm too tired from the time I rode that hoverboard with Tony Hawk.
Hey, hi, welcome to Del Taco. What would you like to order? Oh, sorry. I don't know what I want yet because I was too busy reminiscing about that time I rode a hoverboard with Tony Hawk.
Like, come on, man. I rode a hoverboard with Tony Hawk.
So we got to take a quick break because I got to calm down after riding that hoverboard with Tony Hawk. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
You know all about it. They're my favorite electronic cigarette. That's right. I'm talking about Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, the premium electronic cigarette. I use them and you should too. I own the Emerald Green G6 model and my favorite American-made e-liquid flavor is Sub-Zero. Get away from those traditional tobacco products. You can barely use those things on Earth anymore with all the smoking bans popping up everywhere. You want to know what's not banned everywhere? Halo Cigs electronic cigarettes. Get your starter kit today at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs or click the banner on our website. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to me, DT.
Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I'm really bad with these clickers over here. I was clicking the wrong thing for I don't even know how long. I was literally like, we'll begin shortly. Oh, wait, no, Fat Guy Radio Show Live. Oh, wait, we'll be right back. Oh, wait,
Full Court Press Radio.
Oh, wait, okay, Halo Cigs. I got Halo Cigs at the right time. I mean, I guess, you know,
you had enough time because I was like fumbling, like, oh, where do I go? Where do I go? What do I do? Is it
Halo Cigs?
I'm vaping, baby.
There it is.
There we go. We made up for it.
We got it.
Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get this show. We promise.
By the end of the show, we might actually sort of know what we're doing.
Yes.
Probably not.
It's a learning experience.
It's because we were too busy thinking about that time we rode a hoverboard with Tony Hawk.
I didn't.
Of course you didn't.
He was eating his burritos.
Yes. Exactly. That's his New Year's resolution. That's why he wants to eat more burritos.
He was killing it.
You know what? Philippius is the blitz. You know what the blitz is, right?
I have no idea.
So the blitz is when a person leaves the group, they become the blitz. Because as soon as they leave, something amazing happens. They always miss it, and they're like,
okay,
man.
Like from...
How I Met Your Mother.
I got it. Yeah, I remember.
He's the blitz. But we're not going to call him the blitz. He's now the burrito.
The burrito. What you guys should do from now on, if somebody cusses on the show, is everybody should start cussing for like 5 10 seconds.
Nah, not on this show.
Because you have to cut it anyways. Yeah. So you all just start, and then there's just a blank space where you have to cut out like 20 seconds of the show.
Oh, man, that'd be horrible. That would be horrible. I don't think Pop Up ever liked that.
I don't think so either.
I don't think
he'd be I'm already mad. I don't even remember what I was talking about when I got bleeped.
I have no idea.
See?
You can listen back after we recorded.
Yeah, no, it was a pointless bleep. I got bleeped for nothing.
It was. I can't even find the censor button.
That's not it. Yep, that sounds like a censor button.
There we go.
Are you really going to hit every button right now? There's like
I'm not
400
going to.
Buttons for him to be able to fumble through.
No, I'm not going to.
So this is kind of a short little story, but I thought it was kind of cool. This guy, he calls him Tips for Jesus. We might as well get some good in here if we're going to get censored.
Wait, hold on. I have a question.
Okay.
Is he...
Yes, it's Tips for Black Jesus.
Yes!
Tips for Jesus, we actually don't know. He's anonymous. They think that he was the previous owner of PayPal. That he sold... They think that it's... What's the guy's name? Spottleston? No. That's the guy who got the...
Spottle Van Duschen?
No, I don't even remember who they think it is. They think that it's a guy... Yes, that's it.
I was waiting for someone to catch that.
By one of the three kudos, did it receive the tips? I have no idea. They made a reference saying that they thought it was possibly the ex, like, co-CEO of PayPal or something like that.
Okay.
And he lives here in Arizona, and he tipped some people up here in Glendale. And the first tip, the price of the meal or whatever, was the tab came out to $331.40. That's a pretty big tab. I mean, if you're tipping 20% on that, that's $66, $67.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So, I mean, that even if he only got 20%, that's a pretty good tip.
Yeah.
Dude tipped him $1,000. So it came out to $1,331.40.
That's like...
But the dude has like chicken scratch handwriting.
That's like over $200.
It literally looks like 1-3, weird squiggly line that doesn't look like a number. 1.4, no number after it. So it could be $13,311, maybe, because that squiggly line that doesn't look like a number could be a 3 and a 1. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But it's supposed to be, but the tip actually says $1,000. It's just the total number that he wrote is ineligible. Ineligible. There you go.
Ineligible.
Ineligible. Ineligible player downfield.
It's uninlegible.
We're doing great today.
Uninlegible.
Then the guy, I guess, comes back and sits at the bar. Yeah, there you go. The Mexican is the one who finally figures it out.
Unreadable.
I don't know that word.
It's unreadable.
It's unreadable. So he comes back. The story goes that he comes back, sits at the bar, gets a couple of drinks, comes out to $90. I don't know how many drinks gets you to $90, but
probably some expensive shots.
Oh, I think he bought everybody at the bar a drink, and it came out to $90, like a beer or something.
Okay.
And then he's like, let's have some fun. Let's put $10,000 on this one. So the tip is $10,000. It's $89, and he put a $10,000 tip.
Wow.
And the total, but the total says 10.89.89. So it looks like it only says $1,000 as a tip, and the last zero on the $10,000 looks like it's squeaked in. So it almost looks like the guy was like getting cheated for his tip. It was supposed to be a $1,000 tip, but the guy added an extra zero. But that's just me, you know, looking into it.
Yeah.
The thing is, they're like, look at these outrageous tips that this guy's left. So he left $11,000 to one person. This is what I don't get. I worked at Applebee's for 2 years,
yeah,
way before Full Court Press Radio and Fat Guy Radio Show and stuff like that. When you get a tip in a card, because that's what these are, they're card tips, not cash tips. When you get a tip on a card, the company has to give you that cash, right?
Yeah.
So how did that work? Like at the end of the day, they're supposed to pay you out your tips. So if I got, let's say I got, I don't know, $200 in tips and I only had $100 in cash, I would keep all $100 in cash, and then I'd go to the manager, and they'd have to open up the vault and give me $100.
Wow.
And then I'd walk out with my $100, my $200 in cash. That's how it works at the end of the day at Applebee's. I don't know this particular restaurant. I don't know how they do it. But I was thinking if they did it the same way, they don't have $11,000 sitting in their vault back there. No way. The guy's like, hey, I need $11,000. And that he didn't only serve this guy, right? He probably made another $100 or $200 if it was Friday or Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, I need my $11,200, please. They're like,
we don't got that.
You're going to have to wait till paycheck. Like,
yeah. And I want my rocket ship.
Yeah. So
can I get my hoverboard, please?
I mean, it's cool that the guy got a tip, and I'm sure he'll get the tip, but with that big of a tip, he's going to have to report all of it to the IRS and everything else and
yeah.
get a huge tax on it for, like, a gift tax, probably. I don't know. I mean, the IRS goes after you for weird things. Maybe not gift tax, because he is still technically working, but they might call that outrageous in the IRS and call it a gift tax, so...
But IRS, stop trying to steal our money.
If the guy really wanted to leave tips for Jesus, in my opinion, he'd leave cash.
Right.
Now, 10 grand cash in the folder would be pretty crazy. Oh, man. But
that folder wouldn't even close.
I mean, if it was all 100s, that's what? Still 100 hundreds? No.
No.
Yeah, $10,000 is still 100 hundreds.
Because 10 hundreds is
1,000. So, yeah, I mean.
It wouldn't even close.
It might still not close.
Yeah.
But. The dude would be able to walk out with it that day. The guy was like, I didn't even know how to react, so I didn't say anything. Could you imagine being a server? If I got a $10,000 tip as a server, I'd like me a ham around the bar. My shirt would come off. I'd be running around. I'd be like rubbing my nipples at people. Like, I don't even know how I would go insane. $10,000 is a whole lot of money to make in one day.
Yes.
And the fact that he got $11,000, he was like, I didn't even know how to react. I was just like, oh, that's very nice. Like, whatever. I was, what are you talking about? I have no idea.
I have no idea either. Like, that is crazy. I would love to get that. Like, if I got it, this is what you'll hear. Oh, yeah! $10,000, baby! $10,000! You would have thought you walked into church the way I'd been shouting and hollering around that restaurant.
This is what he says. I was just like dropped everything I had and just froze for a second. I had a bottle in my hand when he said it. It was a quick slip, but I caught it. So he almost dropped the bottle, but he caught it. And the owner just gave me this look like, oh my gosh, wow. Wait, what? Oh, hold on. And apparently he put down 100 as well. When he walked out, these guys work hard, so I just threw a $100 bill down and walked out as well. Wait a second. Who's getting all that money? Is the one bartender getting all that money? Also, I would be pissed as a server if the bartender got a $10,000 tip and I was sitting over there because I don't know. This is another thing in the restaurant business. As a server, some of your tips go to the bartender because he makes all your drinks.
Yeah.
That's totally fair, I think. You know, they work hard to make all your drinks, and sometimes, you know, they have to neglect the people that they're serving at the bar to go and make your mojito or whatever you need for your table. But if I'm giving you part of my money and you made $10,000, heck no, I ain't giving you any money. Like, nope. I'm keeping you're actually tipping me out today. Give me $100.
Well, when I used to work at the bowling alley, we had a bar, and I was what you call a gopher.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked the register. I worked mechanics in the back. I was maintenance. I was custodial. And I was a bar back. So at the end of the night, I always got tipped out from the bartender because I had to go re-tap all the kegs.
Yeah.
Every time she ran out of certain things, I had to go make sure all the bottles are filled. Like, make sure we have full bottles in the bar area.
Uh-huh.
Bring all the ice in. All she had to do, literally... Her only job was to mix the drinks and serve them.
Yeah.
Because everything else was me.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't even put fresh beer into the coolers. I did that.
Uh-huh.
So, and she used to stiff me on the tips, bro. Like, I swear she was taking home, like, $200 tips, and I get tipped out, like, 10 bucks. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah. They did a portion of it with us. It was always, like, they told you how much you had to tip out. You had to tip out 10% of your tips to the bar. And 10% of your tips to the hostess, the people who seat, you know, the people who walk in or whatever.
Yeah.
And I used to get frustrated about it, to be honest. I was a little stingy and selfish, but I used to get frustrated. I used to be like, this is my money. Like, on days when it's like, you're walking out with $40 and you've been there for 8 hours and you're like,
and then
I don't want to give them any of this. I got to buy gas.
Right.
But I mean,
it's tough. It's a tough business out there.
I want to be in that situation when I can Corey Blaze tip people up for Jesus.
I know, right? Yeah. I want to be like, I want to get in that situation. I just want to just pull out my wallet and be like,
oh, yes. You know, I'm not really hungry, but I'll take one water and maybe a dessert. And I know my bill's only $5, but here's $2,000.
That was better.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, I'm working.
It was like
on
a 40%.
Yeah. 41.
Yes.
Oh, 41%.
Oh, I'm almost there.
So, have you played Trivia Crack? Have you ever played Trivia Crack?
Yes. No. I am hooked on Trivia Crack. Trivia Crack is the only crack I do.
Trivia Crack is kind of like Trivial Pursuit for dumb people.
Yes.
Because I've tried to play Trivial Pursuit and getting those little pie pieces takes like 6 years. You think Monopoly takes a long time? Trivia Pursuit, you're like, what do you mean 1985?
The three games the three games in the history of man that take forever to play.
Uh-huh.
Monopoly.
Yes.
Trivial Pursuit.
Yes.
And Stratego.
Risk, I was going to say.
Oh, Risk. That's what it was. I'm sorry.
I knew it was I haven't played Stratego, I don't think, ever.
Risk.
But I see it all the time. It's one of the ones that they sell in the wooden box, like one of the, like, yeah, this is a...
No, Risk. Risk is the one where you try to take over the world, right? Uh-huh. Yes, that's the one I was thinking of. Risk.
So
those are like the three, like, if you ever plan on playing those, you might as well clear your calendar for at least 2 months.
Monopoly always ends in grandma flipping the board over. But
Oh, screw this!
But Trivial Pursuit just ends with you feeling dumb and like sad about your life. You're just like,
you're mad about your education.
Your dad's like walking around with like 19 pieces, like winning. He's like, what are you talking about? This game's easy. What? Of course the pop chart for 1942 was this. What? They had pop charts in 1942?
I didn't even know that.
I thought they only had the swing chart, right? You know?
Right?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm doing the Carlton. yeah, Trivial.
I got you.
A super old version of Trivial Pursuit at my house, which might hurt us too, because like the like current events section is about like Marilyn Monroe and JFK.
Oh, man. Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
That's who it was in the book depository.
Always Lee Harvey Oswald.
The book depository with the shotgun rifle.
With the candlestick, actually.
Oh, I thought it was the rope.
Switch to Clue. We switched to Clue.
Oh, yeah. You guys didn't even know we knew that game. Tim Curry acted well in that movie, though.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
Man, I lost it. What were we originally talking about way at the beginning?
Trivia crack. We're talking about crack.
So Trivia Crack, it tells you what your worst category is. They have six categories. It's geography, history, science, art, sports, and entertainment.
Yes.
So I always feel like my worst category is art, because art asks some weird questions, and science asks questions that aren't science either.
I know.
Art and science get away with weird things.
Yes, because
so does sports, though. Sports is like, what's the middle name of so-and-so? I'm like,
well, I never got.
What's Venus Williams' middle name? That's what I got that one twice. It's Ebony Star, which for some reason I knew that the first time. I have no idea why I knew that the first time.
Ebony Star,
but
wow. That's beautiful.
But that's her middle name. That's nothing to do about sports, really. I don't know. Anyway,
well, she does play tennis.
She plays tennis. She is a sports athlete. But that's like saying, what's Nerlens Noel's haircut called?
It's called the Gumby.
No,
it's a flat top,
right?
It's a flat top.
So he has a flat top, but that's not sports related, you know? Like that I'd almost call that entertainment, because they're a celebrity and almost anything can get away in entertainment.
I would call that art.
What?
Because it's a hair star.
Art gets weird stuff too, because art's like,
barbers are artists.
Art, you get who's the author of such and such all the time. I get that a lot.
Like
a book author, right?
Yeah.
And they're hard too.
And science, like, oh, what is when was a fax machine introduced? Like,
yeah,
that's science.
Or what's 6 + 7? You're like, wait, that's math. There's not even a math category on here. How's that science?
What's going on here? What are walrus teeth made out of?
That's biology. I guess it's science. But
it's ology.
It's an ology. But yeah, so that game, people make the questions. So they're supposed to. They kind of pick which category it goes into, and then those questions get accepted. Or they get tested, and if they get too many boring marks, and you can only vote on it if you get it right. So if you get it right, you can either say if that question was boring or fun. It should just say good question, bad question is what it should say.
Yeah.
But I've only marked ones boring. I've never marked one like, that was a good trivia question. I don't know. No. Like,
I didn't even know you can vote on them.
You can only vote on them if you get them right.
I get them right all the time, but like I never vote.
And then you play against your friends. And first one to get all six characters, which you can only get a character if you land on the crown, or you get three right.
Within the 25 turns.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you still have it. It's still your turn.
No, I went today.
Oh, okay. So I'm about to go.
I take a while to get on top of it, but I went today.
Okay, because I want to play all the time, but like no one, I have 5 games going right now,
and it's everybody else's turn.
Yeah, because no one wants to play.
Well, you know what? We have to take another break right here. Maybe you can take your turn during our break. We'll be right back here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Celebrating the accomplishments of your favorite athletes? Would you literally consider committing a felony just for the chance to smell your favorite athlete's toenail?
Whoa, dude. I think you're going a little too far here. People aren't that crazy.
How about this? Have you ever heard of sports? Yes? Great. Then you'll love Full Court Press Radio. New shows every Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. on FullCourtPressRadio.com. Part of the BDB Radio Network.
STDCheck.com. When it comes to your sexual health, there's no joking about it. What is STDCheck.com? STDCheck.com is the industry-leading online STD testing provider. Fast, private, and affordable STD lab testing. 100% confidential STD testing, 5-minute testing, and get results in 1 to 2 days. All tests are FDA approved, same-day testing also available, and they offer over 4,000 testing centers nationwide. Take your health seriously. Get tested. If you don't know, find out. STDCheck.com through the STD Check banner on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/STDCheck. Don't wait. The life you save may very well be your own. Don't live in worry. Know your status. Get tested. Click the banner on our website today.
I'm putting you on blast right now. You're on the camera. Explain yourself for why my mic is on during the read.
Because it's always on.
It's always on.
Yeah. On this show, it's not like how our producer, who's the actual producer, does on our show when he mutes our mic during commercials. This show, the mics are live the whole show. So you just got to sit there quietly.
I'm like expecting my mic to be off. So
he turns to me, he's like, hey, DT, you're going to tell your story. The story that you have, you're going to tell it. Hey, the story. I'm like, bro, the mics are still on.
No, you just giggled. And I was like, what? Because I couldn't hear myself. And obviously, my face is away from the mic. Yeah. I couldn't hear myself in the whatever. Whatever.
All during a read.
I told you by the end of the show, we might have it right. STD check. There's no joke about it, even though I failed.
Yes, no joke about it. Get tested.
I'm blaming Philippia still for it. This is I'm blaming for it right here. You see this face, everyone?
Go to the drunken difficulties. Down, over.
This one?
Right. There you go. Difficult difficulties. There we go.
I clicked every single image in between it so that the people on Ustream knew that I had no idea
what
I'm doing.
Oh, man. This show is amazing. Why are we even here today? We should be watching football.
We'll just, now that everybody knows, you had a story that I think is pretty hilarious, and you got to tell us.
Okay, so I'm single, ladies and gentlemen. I'm single. It's very well documented, listener Gail.
If you want his info, you need to go to info@bdbradionetwork.com.
So that's one of my New Year's resolutions on a whim is like, you know, I want to get back out there in the dating world. Like, I want to talk to more girls. I want to like actually get out there and like see what's out there, what's in store. I mean, I was off the market for over a year. So, you know, I want to actually get out there and see what's in store. Sorry.
What's in the store?
Little throw up when I had it.
A throw up. That's beautiful. It smells in here now.
That's really attractive.
Hey, girls. Hey, ladies.
Hey, girls. Hey, ladies. You know, I just, hold up. Let me get it. Yeah, hey, girls. You know, I just, no, that's... That's nasty music.
That's the throw up with the nasty music. We're doing great right now.
That's amazing. But
you have like 10 girls following now.
I know. Here we go. Hey, girl. No. So, one of my friends, you know, has a cousin. And she's like, oh, you should talk to my cousin. Like, I think you guys will be good together. Like, she's cute and everything, and smart, funny. I was like, well, how old is your cousin? She's like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know wow. how old she is. But I believe she's 18.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I seen the cousin one time, like, in passing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, dang, that girl is hot. That girl is hot.
Okay.
I was like, she's cute. And I was like, wait, is it that cousin? And she's like, yes. Yeah. So I was like, oh, yeah, put me on then. So cousin gave me the Snapchat, and I started Snapchatting the cousin. And me and the cousin talking back and forth, and like, I made the mistake of not asking right off the bat. So like, we were actually having like conversations. We're actually talking.
Yeah.
And getting to know each other. And I'm like, oh, hey. So what are you doing tomorrow? She's like, oh, I got work. I was like, oh, so where do you work at? She's like, oh, I'm helping my mom at this job. And I was like, oh, so are you, is this like a part-time thing while you're on break? Thinking like, because you know college kids are on break right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is it a little part-time thing while you're on break? And she's like, yeah. I was like, well, where do you go to school? And she's like, oh, I go to Copper Canyon. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
Copper Canyon sounds like a college? No, I don't. What's that sound like, Philippians? What's Copper Canyon sound like?
That sounds like an elementary school.
I'm pretty sure that's definitely an elementary school. That's like a K through 12 right there.
It's
K through 8? It's a K through 8?
High school, probably.
Wait, what do you say, Flip?
High school.
So I'm like, oh, okay.
A freshman.
I'm like, hey, are you, how many more years you got left there? And she's like, oh, I got just one more. And I'm like, that's one more.
Wait. Like, hold on. One more. Yeah. More.
Yeah. So more. Hold on. Let me get to that. So I was like, wait. So do you mean like one more, like as in like this is your senior year? So like you're counting this year as still being.
Yeah, I have this
like,
one.
This is my last year here. Like this is my one more year here. Uh-huh. And then I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah.
Or do you mean like you're a junior and you still have a senior year to go?
Because it's a K through 8 school.
So she goes, oh, I'm a junior, but I have all my credits. I only need one more credit. I might take that over the summer and graduate early. I'm like, so
this is news to me. I didn't know about the one more credit part.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, so how old are you? And she's like, oh, I'm 17. She's like, well, how old
did
are
she
you?
Say 17 and a half?
No.
Tell me she said 17 and a half.
No.
Tell me she was like, I'm 9 and a half.
No, she said she's 17. And I was like, because. The cousin or my friend had told me she's 18. If not, she's like 17 and a half.
Okay.
So I was like, well, I mean, if she has like 4 months to be like 18, you know, I'll just wait the 4 months and I hit her up then.
Okay.
But she's like, no, but I'm pretty sure she's 18. So when she told me 17, I was like, oh, well, when's your birthday? And this is.
Look, he's still pushing a little bit. This girl must be cute because. At 17, what do we do at our age?
Nothing.
We go away because we know the handcuffs don't feel very good.
Yeah.
Bro, like, she's hot, bro. She is hot, bro. But, like, I mean, I am waiting until September 19th. I can't talk to her until September 19th because that's when she turns 18. And I'm telling you, when she turns 18... I'm on it.
We're going here right now. Me and Flip got to discuss this. What is the appropriate age difference from 18? How old on September 19th, this girl will be a senior. She won't be out of high school.
No.
She will be a senior.
Well, not necessarily. If she graduates early, she'll be.
Get out of here. You got your time. We heard your story.
She only got one credit. She's getting taken over the summer.
She's
going to
be a senior at Copper Canyon K through 8.
K through 8.
And... this man is not 20 or 21, regardless of what he looks like when he's clean shaven.
Let me ask him a question. Were you clean shaved when you started talking to her?
No, the stubble had just came back. Like, I had just got the stubble going. I'm about to go back to the stubble because I think I like it better than the full must.
All right, get
just
out
so
of here.
You can get those 17-year-olds?
This is what I'm talking about. What? Okay, what is the appropriate... because if she asks him to prom... her senior prom.
Yeah.
He can't go.
No.
At least according to my high school, he's too old to go to prom because the maximum age was 24. You can't go to prom if you're 24. So even though she's 18 and it's legal, is it Fat Guy Radio Show, BDB Radio Network legal, or are we going to get to call her Pampers from now on?
He's talking to you, Flip. He's not talking to me. Yeah, I'm not even on screen.
Be Pampers.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not even
That's
on screen.
That's what I thought. What? Just so we have an informal record of what's appropriate, what is the age difference that a man of our age caliber can go down to? I think 20 is as far as we can push it at our point.
That's my range.
I think 19? Any teenager 19? Is out of even 19 and
if
a half.
If it has a teen in it, I don't think you should
be. What if they are very mature for their age legally? Like, if they're 18 and they're very mature for their age, can
you? He just said mature for their age legally. I wanted to hear that. Don't worry, it's not statutory rape. She's mature legally. Wait a second. No, she's not.
They're of legal age, but they're mature for their age. So, like, they're an 18-year-old with, like, the mindset of, like, maybe, like, something like a 22-year-old.
No, what this sounds like? It sounds like a person digging their statutory rape grave right now is what it sounds like.
No, ain't nobody going to rape nobody. It's not going to be statutory rape. Like, I'm...
All right, Pampers.
I know. 15,
no problem, Pampers.
15 can get you 25 to life. Like, I'm good.
All right, Pampers. We'll come back. And after this, I'll give you my story that's similar to this. But mine actually happened 8 years ago. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
The saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we heal are the worst of all.
Stitcher Radio app, free to download, available for iOS, Androids, or any web-enabled mobile device. The Stitcher Radio app allows you to stream your favorite radio shows like this one, or other enjoyable shows like NPR, Full Court Press Radio, Smodcast, and more. Get the Stitcher Radio app free today at fatguyradioshow.com/Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio is available in some of the latest cars. Get it. Sign up. And in the How You Heard About Us box, enter Fat Guy Radio, all one word. That's Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us box. Stitcher Radio, the better way to, well, hell, radio. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Stitcher Radio is where it's at.
Corey really wanted us to, like, introduce the sponsor. And I think I failed on that every time. That was Stitcher Radio. And before that was Halo 6. And before that was Amazon. That's me back queuing. We tried. I think it turned out fine either way. But, at least...
No. It was, that was Stitcher. And before that was STD Check.
Oh, yeah.
And before that was Halo 6.
And before that was Amazon.
Amazon.
I forgot about STD Check.
You can't forget about
it. I talked over it.
Yeah, that's why I forgot about them. We're sorry, STD Check. Send all your problems to Philippians at fullcorporateradio.com.
At full corporate. You got a new email.
Yeah. Sure did.
Yeah. Philippians at Fat Guy Radio Show. I just revoked his full corporate email.
So right now we got the thing that's sweeping the nation. I don't even know how you guys do this over here, really.
Oh, yeah. Now it's time for the segment that is sweeping the nation. Actually, I have my own screen. Come on, man. No, there's one with a bird, bro. Okay, over there, right there.
Oh, gotcha.
All right, now you go scoot up over and hit me with that. All right. Okay, today on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting? Corey tweeted out Christmas Day. No thanks to me, mom. Yes, he said mum, M-U-M. He's in England now. Sending a group pound Christmas text. I've received 34 replies from folks. I don't know! I imagine that's how he said it. Pound fail. Pound stop group texting. Mum. Me mum. Corey, what the hell was he tweeting? Oh, he's not here. So I'm going to tell you what he's tweeting. Nonsense. Nonsense. That's what he's tweeting. What do you think?
He's just making fun of his mom for not knowing technology.
He didn't have a mom. He has a mum.
Oh, his mum.
His mum.
Because mum's the word?
Mum's the word. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what being... What the hell is Corey tweeting?
Maybe he'd have friends if he responded to some of those 34 people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Right? He might have a new mandate.
All right. So I have a similar story to your 18 or 17 and a half.
Yeah.
She ain't 18.
Pampers?
Pampers. To your Pampers story. I have my own little Pampers story. So when I was 18 and a senior, okay. So I was still in high school. Mine is a little more acceptable than DT's, but mine is funnier, too, I think. You guys can be the judges, I guess. So when I was 18, when I was 17, I went to this, like, birthday party for somebody. And to me, it was far as crap away from my house. It was on Crimson.
Crimson.
Or Crimson. Is it Crimson or Crimson?
I think it's Crimson.
I don't know.
That's past Greenfield, past Power.
I thought that was Crimson.
No, it's called Crimson.
Is it Crimson?
Crimson.
Because I used to pass by it all the time when I went to Florence.
Uh-huh. It's C-R-I-S-M-O-N, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. You can look at it after the show. You don't have to look at it right now.
Well, the fans will never know.
They don't need to know. Some of them aren't even from Arizona or Phoenix. Anyway, point is, it was probably like a 40-minute drive from my house.
Okay.
Wow.
So I hop in this car and I go to this birthday party. We'd met these girls at like a summer camp, like at a church camp. Mm. And so, but they were cute. And I don't know, we didn't hang out with white girls very often. So I was like, all right, I'll hang out with some white girls. I'm getting real racist, whatever. Anyway, so me and my two best friends in high school, 45 minutes in my old 1989 beat up Toyota truck, we show up in a rich area of Gilbert. And East Gilbert, as that is, and they have like 16-year-old people with like Audis and Lexuses and like stuff like that. So we roll in and feeling all sorts out of place, but luckily nobody's in like the parking area, which is the front of this house. They have that like mini half circle parking thing, and then next to it they have a whole bunch of yard that people were parking in because there was like 30 cars there.
Wow.
Luckily, no cars were like there to see us in what car we drove up in.
Yeah.
So we hop out the car real quick. We have, like, the most white clothes we can think of on because we didn't want to stand out too much.
Yeah.
And we roll into this party, and there's more girls there than we've probably ever seen in our entire life, right? Like, we were super excited about being at this birthday party in this gigantic house on, like, 2 acres. They had, like, horses over here and, like, a trampoline in the ground, and they had, like, gigantic pool with the waterfall, all this sorts of stuff that we'd never seen. It felt like one of those white party movies that come out in Hollywood every couple of years.
Yep.
Project X or 21 and Over. Like, it felt like almost like a college party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But without drinking. We met him at church camp, remember?
Yes.
And
maybe just some punch and water?
Yeah, just some punch. And so I roll into this party, and we're looking around like, dang, there's some cute girls. And I see this girl way across the party that was cute. I wanted to talk to her. I didn't really talk to her. We had the opportunity to talk to her when they were leaving because her friend who drove her didn't really know how to drive very well and parked in between a bunch of cars and didn't know how to get out.
Wow.
So I was like, I can get you out. She gave me her keys. I got to drive her Audi, which I was like, woo! I'm like 18, but that was super exciting for me. I hop in this Audi. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to take this out on the town. Like, I was about to just ditch her, go to like Circle K, come back later or something. And so I get it out for her, and she actually says, hey, let's roll over to Circle K and get something to drink, and then we'll come back. You know, just to say thank you, I'll buy you guys something to drink, all three of us. So we all hop in her car,
nice,
and with the cute girl. So her ugly friend, I'll say it, right? Her ugly friend's the one that had the Audi that I helped get out, and then the
Crimson.
I was right.
You were right. I looked it up. I got on my Google Maps and I followed the city all the way to Crimson.
All right,
Crimson.
Okay, so
I'll give you touche. So you drove the girl's Audi.
I get her out. We all hop in the car. We go to Circle K. She's actually driving. No, I drove there.
I know.
Okay, I drove there, and she drove back.
But I want to hear the story again.
So I pick up, so the girl, I find out her name. Her name's Marissa. She doesn't need anonymity on the show. I don't care, right? So I talk to her. I'm flirting with her. She picks the drink out that I'm supposed to drink. I'm excited about it because the cute girl's talking to me, whatever, you know. And we come back. She doesn't have a phone, which wasn't uncommon at that time. When I was 18, I had a cell phone, but not like people a little bit younger than us didn't all have cell phones. It was like now when eighth graders and seventh graders have cell phones, right? Yeah. This was 8 years ago. They were color phones and camera phones had barely come out. So her not having a phone wasn't like, oh my gosh, what? So she didn't have a phone, but her ugly friend had a phone. And her ugly friend let her save my number and use my phone like at night, like would give her phone for overnight. And she would text me and call me up and talk. And whatever. So we talked for like 3 months. And then she was always like, oh, I'm a junior, which I was a senior. She's a junior. That doesn't seem outrageous to me.
Yeah.
And I knew I was about to turn 18 and I just turned 18. Well, she had just had a birthday, I guess, like right before me. And so I was 18 when we went to hang out the next time, and I was on her side of the city. I didn't know what I was doing. She drove me around. She was like, hey, let's go over to a park here in Gilbert. We end up kissing in the park, right? And or as we said back then, 8 years ago, we were macking in the park.
Macking. All right. Oh, yeah. We was macking in the park.
So it was like 10:30, right? Yeah. Well, I'm 18, so I don't technically have a curfew anymore. Yeah. But in the state of Arizona, between 16 and 18, their curfew's midnight. And below 16, your curfew was 10.
Yeah.
Right? So it was like 10:30. I wasn't that worried about it. You know, we were kissing, whatever. But the park was closed. And Circle K Park, which is the park I'm used to on the south side, didn't actually close till 11 at the time. Now it closes at 9:30, I think. It closes early because whatever. And so I was like, all right, you know, we're fine. We're fine for another 30 minutes. We're good. I'll drive her home. It'll be all good. Well, cops come, knock on our window. I'm like a little flustered, like, whoa, what's up? And they're like, hey, I need your ID. I'd forgotten my driver's license. And so I didn't have my ID with me. And I mean, I didn't have a suspended driver's license or anything. They looked me up still and found me in the system, knew that I hadn't had any tickets, nothing like that. They knew my age. That was all fine because they can look you up when you don't have your ID.
Yeah.
They look me up. I'm all good, but I don't have my ID. So they won't let me drive my car away, like out of the park. And I was like, well, maybe she can drive for me or whatever. That's what I was thinking in my head. Crap, but they ask her age, and she's like, oh, you know, I'm 17. I was like, all right, that makes sense. Junior, just had a birthday. 17 makes sense.
Yeah.
Nope. She was like, when's your birthday? And she told them their birthday, the year. At the time, she was 15. She had just turned 15.
Wow.
And I had just turned 18. So it was 30 minutes past her curfew.
Oh, wow.
And she was with a person who was of age. So the cops got me, detained me. They didn't let me leave because I was like, I'm just going to have someone come pick me up then because I have to leave my car here. And they're like, no, you can't leave. We're detaining you for embedding the delinquency of a minor or aiding in the delinquency of a minor. And so they had me stay there until her parents came to pick her up. They talked to me. They had me call my dad. They yelled at my dad on the phone. They finally left. The cops left. She left with her family. I got in the car and drove home. At that point, the cops were gone. So I drove home. My dad was like, I'm going to stay up and talk to you when you get home. So my dad was waiting up. It wasn't even super late by the time I got home. I got home at like 11:30, right? After all was said and done. I walk in. My dad goes, was she cute? I was like, dad.
Yeah.
She was cute. He was like, good job. Go to bed. So that was pretty cool. And then, you know, 3 years later, I ended up dating her when I was 21 and she was 18. So whatever. I mean, 21 to 18 is within the range, right? We already decided that was okay. So thank you for joining us on FatGuyRadioShow.com, where we decide the determinants in age.
Yeah.
And 17 and a half isn't good enough, DT. It's not good enough.
September 19th.
Whatever. 17 September, and a half is not good enough. 18 is not good enough. 19 and a half is not good enough.
So you're telling me if something else comes across before September 19th that is of age, You're going to pass it up.
We'll play it by ear.
We'll play it by ear.
Today's show was brought to you by Amazon, where you can buy your Pampers any day of the week and get them within two-day shipping. New year brings out the new you. Start the new you at Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it for all your online shopping needs. Amazon, proud sponsor of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Boom! Search Fat Guy Radio Show, subscribe free on iTunes, and catch the live video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page. Boom, baby!
Shakalaka.
For Philippius and Dite, I'm Ryan Scott saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So remind them daily because it's funny. Listen, like, and laugh. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Wait a minute. Before you go, I got to remind you about all our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Please help support the show. Tell a friend about all of our great sponsors. You can find them at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. You may go now.
Juan, they're running fast though.